This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the amazing thing about the human body. And the thing is that all we have to do is make better choices every single day. Learn more, educate ourselves more, and we can empower our health, which will empower our life. And that's unbelievable when you see that. And you see it in someone's life, because so many things, or so many times, we get stuck in a rut. And we get diagnosed with something like arthritis or depression or anxiety. We lose a job. Somebody dies. We go through depression, deal with anxiety. And then all of a sudden, it's like the world's crashing in on us, when all we have to do is start making the right choices to dig ourselves out and get stuck where we are and start making better choices for our health and for our life. And we can. But it starts with you. No one else can make a decision for your life but you. The doctor can't do it for you, your husband, your wife, your kids, coworkers. No one else can take responsibility for your health and your life but you. And so on this show, that's what we want to do. We want to be an encouragement to you, a voice to you, to help you go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And that is one of the greatest things you can do. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Reggie Leach. He says, success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. I love it. Let's go to Joe Dean. I think I said that right. Is it Joe Dean?
It's Joe Dean Harris.
Joe Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help?
I have a brother who's been diagnosed with a cirrhosis of the liver. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and he's out now. He's never been a drinker, but he had hepatitis some years ago. And he's on furosemide, I think, and lactulose, and some other spironolactone or something. He's wanting to know, is this as much as can be done, or is there something nutrition-wise he should be doing?
There's a lot that he should be considering if you're dealing with the liver.
Uh-huh.
Now, what have the doctors told him? Nothing?
I beg your pardon?
What have the doctors told him? Nothing?
My battery's running down in my phone. I've been waiting so long, I forgot my charger. I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
That's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to answer your question. We'll put you on hold here, Jay, if you don't mind. Now, when you're dealing with the liver, there's a couple things that you always have to consider. Just in general, the liver itself is one of the top regenerating organs in the body. So regardless of what damage happens to the liver, even with something like hepatitis B or hepatitis C, which can be very challenging in their own right, the liver is fairly resilient. Now, depending on the decline of a disease process toward the liver, that can be the deciding factor and at the level that it's declining. So that's just a couple of things to consider in the middle of that process. Now, for general liver health, detoxification is the key. So eating well is very important. Not putting a toxic overload, meaning a lot of preservatives, a lot of processed foods in the body that the liver has to work double time and overtime to overcome. So that is vital and that is important. Using certain supplements can be helpful. And there's good research on something like milk thistle. And again, it's not an end-all be-all, as we say in the South, but it can be very beneficial and it can be very helpful. But again, it's more than anything, it's about healthy lifestyle. If he can maintain healthy habits, drinking plenty of water, getting good proper rest, eating a non or an anti-inflammatory diet like that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which will set the body and set the stage for the body to function at a very high level. If he can do those things and start eating healthy, start exercising as best he can with the energy that he has, and pumping that lymphatic system and helping the body naturally detoxify, those are some of the best things that he can do. Because the body will change, and it's possible. I'm not saying that it definitely will just turn around and that everything's going to be fine, but it will change, and he just has to be willing to change. And he has to be willing to change his habits. And that's the key. So from a natural perspective, there are things like a liver gallbladder flush that helps clean out the liver and the gallbladder. You can do research on that. I think it's in my book, Empowering Your Health, also has that in there. And those are the kind of things. But if he's under the care of a physician and it's at that level, then whatever you decide to do or whatever he decides to do from a natural perspective, make sure the doc knows. And it's, you know, and I'm adamant about that because the head coach, who the PCP, the primary care provider, is always the head coach. A lot of people will just go out and do their own thing. I'm not a big fan of that. And people call me all the time and they want to, what's the remedy for this and that and the other. And I don't mind talking about these sorts of things. But just don't go home and try to wing it yourself. That's not good. And I just want to make that point really, really clear because let's go now to Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for taking my call. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I tried this CPAP machine for a couple months and didn't work out too well. And I wonder if you have any suggestions that I might try. Last fall, I tried some alternative nutrition response testing. I don't know if you probably heard of that or not. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
The different products didn't help any. And my physician recommended I take extra vitamin D, and I've been doing that for several years, but nothing changed much. Do you have any suggestions what I might try or do?
What is your height and weight?
I'm about 6 foot and 165 pounds.
Okay. And so dealing with sleep apnea, have they done blood work on you to check all your different values and all, and they said everything's fine?
Yes, everything checked out pretty well, yeah. I've always been low on the vitamin D, but I've taken extra since then.
Okay. What about B12?
I'm not sure if they tested that. I'm not positive on that now. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's all right. I'm just curious. There are some blood tests that you would want to run and that are not standard. If they haven't dug deep enough, you probably just ran some basic tests. And if everything was checked out there, they usually won't dig any deeper. And you could have a lack of oxygen going into the blood, meaning you could have possibly a B12 deficiency. Intrinsic factor could be low as well. There's another blood test called TIBC, total iron binding capacity, and that's a great way to really evaluate the iron levels in the body. Iron puts the oxygen in the red blood cells, and when they get low, potential toward anemia, that can cause some of these issues, as well as ferritin. Ferritin is a storage tank for iron as well, and it's kind of the reservoir, and when it gets really low, like down 50 or below, then it becomes a challenge because then you're not able to utilize the iron that you do have. So there's a lot of good information in the blood test. If they don't do the right ones, if they kind of just the basic ones and don't dig deep enough, that could be an issue. So I'd probably look into that. And there are strong evidence around food allergies causing swelling within the throat area and within the area back there that can cause some of these issues with apnea, especially for someone like yourself that's not overweight. That's why I asked you height and weight. So you might want to look into avoiding certain foods like dairy and wheat and maybe see how that works for yourself.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, they found that heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Well, that's kind of like one of those duh moments. Kind of like, yeah, well, we get that. Smoking's tied to just about everything. Well, they found that it's really strongly tied to kidney cancer. And just so you know, the kidneys are pretty amazing. They're one of the top three organ systems that we have to have to function, or we're out for the count. And I talked to a nephrologist the other day, and we were just having a discussion just about several things health-wise. And he said that actually our kidneys, with everyone, begin a pretty strong decline at the age of 35. And I was thinking, well, gosh, that's not very hopeful. I think that no matter who you are, technically, biologically, that there's a strong decline that kicks in at age 35 with our kidneys. And depending on our lifestyle choices that we make every single day based from that age of 35 will determine the span of how well our kidneys do through the end of our life. So you think about that for a second, because kidneys play such a big role. And then, of course, if you have a health challenge like diabetes, that's going to speed the rate of how the kidneys can decline, and high blood pressure can do the same thing as well. So in this, they're talking about smoking, how it increases the risk of advanced kidney cancers and or kidney cancer. And a new study at Duke University Medical Center reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer or renal cell carcinoma between 2000 and 2009, and they found that a current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking for a longer period of time than smoking more, was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of having advanced disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. Now, the findings were slated for presentation Sunday at a special press conference at the American Urological Association's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Another study scheduled for presentation at the same time, briefing, found the rates of bladder cancer did not fall along with the lower rates of smoking in the United States. The researchers examined a national database and found that lung cancer rates declined along with decreasing per capita consumption of cigarettes between 1973 and 2007, but the same type of consistent decline was not seen in bladder cancer rates. So there may have been a decrease in bladder cancer due to smoking, but that increase or that decrease was offset by other factors contributing in a rise of bladder cancer in the last few decades. So these two studies shed new insight, they say, into the role that smoking might have for two important urological cancers. The news conference moderator, Dr. Toby Kohler, said in a news release, for kidney cancer, it is true that kidney tumors are more often being detected these days when they're smaller. However, smoking seems to confer a much greater risk than that cancer, may be more aggressive. Cessation of smoking seems to lower the risk. Well, quitting smoking is going to lower the risk for a lot of issues within the body. I mean, and I think all physicians would agree getting patients to quit smoking would be half the battle. That and drinking alcohol and being sedentary and overeating. I mean, you cut that out in our lifestyle in America, and you would see our health improve greatly. So it's about motivating and encouraging people to break through these habits and going to the next level in their health and with their life. 888-283-7272. Also, you can sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It goes out to you each and every week, and it will be great information. Also, other experts that we bring on to interview as well. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, son. My wife
good to
is
talk
34
with you.
This year. And she has a lot of pain with arthritis. She's been getting progressively worse for the last 4 years. It's rheumatoid because her fingers are going kind of crazy. They're turning, you know. Her great-grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis. And what I was wanting to know, other than to watch the diet part of the stuff to stay away from, the other night I heard you talk about vitamin D. Could you please talk about that? And is there anything wrong with getting a very small amount of garlic, oil of oregano, and curcumin in my wife's diet to help with the inflammation? Because she doesn't, she's a tough little soldier. She doesn't even take the ibuprofen for the inflammatory. But every year she's just getting worse and worse, and I'll take my answer off there. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on. Don't drop off if you can. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to ask you some questions. The first is, so she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis how long ago?
7 years.
7 years ago, and how deformed are her hands right now?
Well, they're not. You have to look to see. They're not bad. You know, but I mean, the fingers are, instead of straight, they're going in the wrong direction. They're bending at the knuckles and the joints. They're deforming. Well,
yeah, they're deforming now. Huh. So she's not taking any, she's not taking any of the methotrexate or any of the medication that they, Remicade, none of that.
Nope, she will not. Now, keep in mind, she's a very intelligent woman. As a matter of fact, she's a lab tech at a major hospital, but she has always believed that her body does the healing. She doesn't want to get treated for it, and try as I may, many different ways, I don't know how it works in your house, but in my house, she just will not. She just won't do it until she's forced to do it. Do you understand my dilemma?
Yeah, I do. I get it, because I know you're all about, you want her to go natural and be as healthy as possible, but you also want her to be able to salvage her hands at whatever cost.
Right.
And not lose any of that.
Right.
All right, let me tell you this. I recently, yesterday actually, worked with one of the top rheumatologists in the country. And I'm going to tell you some insights that he actually shared with me yesterday that actually opened my eyes. And here I am, you know, this natural guy that likes to do everything natural. And I really learned some things from an evidence-based that opened my eyes. And I learned about rheumatoid arthritis that I think I'm going to share with you. And it's very timely that we're having this conversation. I do understand that, you know, there's only so much you can do. And when you love somebody, you can't force them to do anything. You can only love them through something. And encourage them and be a cheerleader. And that's why you're calling me. She's like, man, I need some ammo to help my wife. So we're going to talk about rheumatoid arthritis when we come back and come up with some answers.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, I was talking with Jim. Jim, we were talking about your wife and how she's dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Been diagnosed for about 7 years, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so now she's real adamant, works in a hospital, real adamant about not taking the standard medicine, Remicade and methotrexate, sulfasalazine, I mean, all of the different medicines that are typically recommended standard of care for rheumatoid. And so now, which it's normal, rheumatoid arthritis will affect certain areas of the hands, and it can really affect different areas. It can do the elbows, the knees, the ankles, the shoulders. It can affect just about any area, but the standard in the hands are in the wrist and also in our knuckles, our regular knuckles, the basic knuckles, like where you make the fist, called our MCPs, and then also in the what we call the pip joints, the proximal interphalangeal joints, which is kind of your middle knuckle right there. So yeah, those are the ones that it affects, and that's why when it affects the pip joints, which is the proximal interphalangeal, that's where it starts bending the fingers. And that's where we get those deformations that form. And those are called the Burchard's nodes. And so it really is a challenge all the way around. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to rheumatoid arthritis and you're dealing with that, I was talking to a rheumatologist, and it was really one of the top in the country. And he has some really good insights that, of course, kind of floored me a little bit. Just so you know, I'm not a big fan of having to do methotrexate or the Remicade or anything. But he was telling me that the mechanism of how it works within the body, which, I mean, we all study it and we know it. If you go to medical school, you study all this stuff. But, again, you learn so much information, some of these little details you leave out. And that's why the specialties are so important, because once you go through your general training and then you go into your specialty, although you forget a lot of the basics, you get so specialized that you know that one specialty inside and out. And when we were talking rheumatology, it just blew me away. And he was showing me the mechanism, although it is a little hard on your liver, the medication, which most medications are, but the methotrexate and Remicade, really tough on the liver as well. That's why I have to check blood work and all. But he said that it really can stop, and or not stop, but really slow down the progression, or if not stop, he said, the progression of the rheumatoid. And literally, I walked around with him with some patients, and it was, he showed me some different cases of some people that he had taken care of. And there were some that did it late, kind of like your wife is doing, where she's just putting it off until it gets so bad that she's forced to do something. And those are the ones that you can't help, because once the deformation happens, it's completely non-reversible. It will not ever go back to the same, ever. But if you catch it in time, when the pain begins and all, then it is. And I know you're faced with the deal of, hey, listen, my wife's pretty hard-headed, strong-willed, and when she's got her mind made up, there's no changing it. So your biggest, I guess, goal here is to be her cheerleader and to be her biggest fan and to be her encourager and be like, look, honey, you know, I talked to this guy, or you've done some research, however you want to pitch it, and give her that example. Now, am I saying go take the Remicade and all? That's a decision that she has to make, but I will tell you, coming from a guy that I highly respect and that's board certified in rheumatology, has been practicing for well over 20 years, it was very, I mean, the evidence and what he showed me, I'm pretty sold on the concept of it. But let me tell you this, from a natural side of things, there is a lot she can do. Now, here's the deal. Here's a little trick of the trade. You're dealing with T1 helper cells and T2 helper cells. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So let's go back to the basics. Take that medical approach that I just told you and that information, and I want you to just hold it in a box. Let's go over here to the natural side. Natural side of things when you're dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, what does it mean? It means that it's self-attacking. So that the body thinks that the joints, for whatever reason, is foreign to the body, and it's going to potentially cause damage to the body. So what happens? The immune cells, the T1 killer cells, and the T1 helper cells, and the T2 helper cells, just call them killer T cells, but those immune cells begin an all-out attack on whatever they think is an invader to the body. So if they think the joints are an invader, they're attacking the joints, which causes the breakdown and the deformation. Now, here's the deal. There is a way nutritionally to look into, they found, research has, to use certain components to suppress. Can't stop it, because remember, autoimmune disease is like a light switch. Once you turn the light switch on, the best you can hope for is that there's a really good dimmer switch on there. And your goal and your hope is to get that dimmer switch to dim all the way down with the lights barely on, so you can slow that process down, all right? Now, there's a little self-test, and there's blood tests and everything else you can check, and you can get with your doctor on that, but I can tell you a little self-test at home where you can kind of know, she might notice some things herself. First thing when dealing with autoimmune is that you have to figure out which one is active. One of those T, usually not both of the T helper cells, are activated. It's kind of like a teeter-totter or a seesaw. And you know, if one side goes up, the other one goes down. If the other side goes up, the other one comes down. So it's usually like that. And so when you're dealing with the T1 and the T2 helper cells, the reality is green tea activates the T1 helper cells. And echinacea tea, or echinacea in general, I just mentioned the teas because it just kind of is what it is. The echinacea tea, rather, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Echinacea tea affects the T1 helper cells. Green tea affects the T2 helper cells. So, for example, here's a little self-test. If she were to drink green tea and feel better, all right, then it's probably, it's going to be suppressing the T2 helper cells. If she drinks green tea and feels worse, she's stimulating the T1 helper cells, meaning that substance is stimulating it, because they found that certain herbal components and certain foods can stimulate and suppress the T1 and T2, not like a medication can, but it's almost like it can either aggravate it or relax it, if that makes any sense. And so that's a little self-test. So, for example, she might want to look at maybe drinking echinacea tea for 3 days or so and see how her body feels. If she feels better, but if that therapeutic dose, and you might only have to take a half a tablet a week, but that medication can be preventative for the joints getting worse. But what if she was doing an anti-inflammatory diet, figured out whether the T1 or T2 helper cells were involved, and could construct a diet around that, which could be her daily weapon? Then if she has to take the medicine for a preventative method to go to that next level, it might be 80% less of a dose that she would have to take if she did nothing. See what I'm saying? So if she has to use some of that to be protective against her joints breaking down even more, then, I mean, it is what it is. But if she can combine more of a natural thought of what can she do to get the body functioning at its best and suppress whatever immune cells are attacking her body, see, that's where the real help comes in, and that's where you can combine the natural-based thought and research behind that with traditional thought of healthcare. So that it's really not one or the other, and I hope you can kind of convey that to her, that it's good to look at both sides, especially when you're dealing with rheumatoid. And I got to tell you, until yesterday, I wouldn't have agreed with everything I just said. But after I've seen what I've seen, there's some strong validity to it. So I hope you'll consider that, and I hope that gives you some conversation tools for your wife. But we're always here for you. If you need anything, keep me posted, or you can always shoot me an email at asaandrew.com. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Ace. How you doing?
Living well, Joe. What's going on?
Dr. Ace, I have running nose and a sneeze, and I'm coughing, and sometimes my throat feels so way down. And I like to know what can I do for this symptom. Thanks.
How long has it been going on?
About 3 days ago.
Okay. You've been going pretty hard, pretty stressed out?
Well, sort of, yes.
So nothing new going on. You just started having the runny nose and the sore throat.
Right.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor yet?
No, I haven't been to the doctor.
Well, you got two options. I mean, it sounds like it could be bacterial and it could be viral, because you're still within about a 3-day period. Do you have any fever?
Sometimes, not too often.
Yeah, but have you checked your fever to see if it was elevated?
No, I sure have.
Yeah, I would at least get a thermometer and check to see if you had any kind of fever within that. Because, I mean, with bacterial, here's the deal. Bacterial infections, if it lingers very long, then you might want to consider, you know, going to your physician and getting it treated. If it's viral, it'll be in and out pretty quickly, but you'd have a fairly strong fever if it was viral, and it would hit you probably harder than what you're feeling now. So again, probably a little bacterial infection, and you kind of got an option. See how it feels, and this is my thought. This is what I would do. You see how it feels, and, you know, crank up things like vitamin C and, you know, just all your immune supplements and all, and eat really, really well. Cut out all the sugar and all that. Just, you know, make better choices here for the next week and do the best you can there. Drink plenty of water, all those, you know, common sense stuff. and see how the body does. If it's still flared up, I'd go to your doctor and consider, you know, getting treated for it if it's lingering around. But again, you know, most bacterial infections clear out in 14 days. But, you know, again, it's the gauging point of how bad it's affecting you. Only you know that. But I do want to encourage you, if it gets worse, definitely go see your doc so they can figure something out for you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, chronic pain is something that so many people deal with. They do. And the use of drugs for it, narcotic drugs, are even more prevalent. A lot of the pain clinics are forming now. And the adage is, I think right now, that in Florida, there's more pain clinics than there are in the entire country combined. And it's really become a challenge. But they're saying now that chronic pain can affect, or is affecting, 116 million Americans. And it's become a real public health issue. And at the time, something to do about it, they're saying that there's a report done by the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was mandated by the healthcare overhaul law that estimates that chronic pain costs between $560 billion and $635 billion each year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But it adds pain, and also personal, and affecting each person's individuality. So the chronic pain, from cancer to back pain, is influenced by heredity, stress, depression, and other factors, and sometimes lingers after the underlying condition is treated because of the changes in the nervous system. So pain can be a disease in and of itself, yet the report points out few medical schools require or even offer courses on pain, and I'll tell you that. Exactly. I'm telling you right now that in medical school, we learned nothing about pain management. Zero. They don't even offer it. So if you don't get it in some of your rotations, which, I mean, it depends on through internal medicine or family medicine, if you deal with some chronic pain patients, which most of those do, depending on where you did your training, and you don't get any education on it. So you're just kind of off to the races. Hopefully you'll get some through an internship or a residency. So as one member of the committee in this report, Dr. Sean Mackey, chief of Stanford University Division of Pain Management, said in a news release that chronic pain is a disease that affects more people. Now listen to this. It affects more people than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. That's huge. All right, those are your big three: heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. Chronic pain is a disease, so they're calling it a disease that affects more people than all the big guns that we see in America combined. Yet we spend only a small portion of the budget of the National Institutes of Health on understanding its cause or how to treat it. And our hope is that this report will serve as a wake-up call, they're saying, which I think this is good, to our country. And the new healthcare law requires that a National Academy of Sciences arm that make recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services about the state of the science, they call it, in pain research, care, and education. And the report calls for more than everything, more research, more training in pain, which I think would be good for healthcare professionals, and expanded insurance coverage of pain care, because, I mean, that is crazy. I completely agree. If there's no training in it, you know, with it being one of the top diseases in our country, as they're calling it, it's pretty amazing. So the government, actually the government agencies, the healthcare providers, professional groups, educators, and everyone, really public or private, they're saying pays for healthcare really can help get the job done in this. And I do. I agree with that. I think that it's a huge wake-up call for all of us if you're in the healthcare field at all. And I think that without a shadow of a doubt, if it's affecting 116 million people in this, it's pretty incredible. And we're spending $500 plus billion a year
in lost productivity and medical expenses, it's time to make a change. And unfortunately, it's basically legalized drug use. And the problem with it is it's had a bad rap for a long time, is because there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong when I say this, there are many people that need the pain medications. They do. Literally, they're in end-stage cancer. They're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chronic back pain that's so painful you can't even move, and they really do need it. It's very hard to gauge when somebody is using, so to speak, when they're actually taking the medications simply because they want to. They enjoy the high. They like the way it makes them feel. They are going through things in their life, and maybe it helps numb the pain, emotional pain. And I've seen plenty of patients that do. I mean, I've seen plenty of people and patients that do that. And it's sad. It really is. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation of it. And I think it needs to change. I think there needs to be a strong regulation of it. I've seen certain clinics and I've seen certain programs put in a three-step protocol where they can actually screen you. And then if you get into what they call a high-risk category through some of the screening process and the interview process, then they won't give you the meds. And I've seen that, and I think it's good. It is a very good process because that way no one comes in on the first day and they can get the drugs. You have to go through a process. And only when you get through that process, and you know, they're great actors too. Let me tell you, people that want their drugs become very good at this. So I think that in the middle of this all, if education would change, if it would become mandatory, which I think for physicians and providers, mid-level providers, to go through some type of educational course where they could really brush up on pain management, understand it better. It's one thing to understand the drug and the biochemistry of it and know how and when to give it. But it's another thing to understand the entire process of pain management, when to use it, when not to, you know, how to read situations better and to have good training and quality training. And some people say that comes with experience, but at the end of the day, there should be some standardized testing because you're going to have younger docs, nurses, and whomever that come out of the gate that don't know. And may make poor judgments, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there could be some inexperience involved just based on the game that's being played. So in this area, with it trumping heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined, it's an area that needs extreme focus, in my opinion, that we really need to jump on to go to the next level in our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.